The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets, who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. The stage is now set. It is abundantly clear who our Lord makes himself out to be. Here they pick up stones, and in a few days, as we hear this Sunday, we'll welcome our Lord with the Palm Sunday tradition when our Lord triumphantly enters into Jerusalem. And we know where the story will end, with the crucifixion. What they could not do here in the gospel with the stones, they will do upon the cross with that hammer and nails. Because our Lord here now, oh, there's no doubt who he says he is. This is how ridiculous his claim is, why we can understand the reaction of the crowds. Jesus speaking in the present, "Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day." As we hear in the first reading, Abraham, that pivotal figure in Jewish history by which the tribes of Israel would be born out of. And indeed, God fulfilled his promise because Abraham, that's one of the foundational stones as their people. This is how ridiculous, kind of give you a sense of how utterly fantastical they would have thought of Jesus here was. In the first century, Abraham was 1,800 years before this moment. 1,800 years. And so you kind of get a sense of why when our Lord says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." And that's why they scoffed at him. "You're not even 50 years old." Because again, 1,800 years. And our Lord says, "Abraham saw me." And then the pivotal claim. "Oh, I say to you, I am. Echi, Asher, Echi." The very name, the resounding, triumphant name of God's name he gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. It's abundantly clear. And they will kill Jesus because of this. Get ready. Holy Week is about to begin.